I'm tired of fucking Earth Day. I'm tired of these fucking self-righteous environmentalists.
All right. Hello, everybody. It is the Fakeologist Show. Just listening to a little George Carlin here while we set up the show. We start a little later, as I've told you. It's Thursday, November the 28th, 2024. It's 9:17 in the p.m. And we are live. Fakeologist.com/live. That's where you'll find all the links, including we have, what, 3 YouTube channels. Our most important channel, of course, is FakeoTube. FakeoTube.com. Make sure you sign up over there. And that is where all the shows are archived. And if you do chat over on FakeoTube, your chats will turn into instant comments. Frank is supposed to be joining us now, but he's not here yet. We'll take your calls. We'll take your calls tonight. We're just going to have a quick show. It won't be too long tonight because I'm tired. But I thought I'd open up the phone lines and give people a chance to talk. There are so many ways to call in. You can phone in 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984. Or you can just join our studio at shortfake.com/restream. Come in that away. Or you can call in on Skype. I don't know if anyone uses Skype anymore. Skype is one of the strangest companies. Sold out to Microsoft and then just stopped being developed. And then get superseded by this crazy company called Zoom. I guess that was just an insider play where they started a company up just to take advantage of COVIDs. And they pushed Zoom hard. I don't know if the company's worth anything now. I think they're trying to reinvent themselves because a teleconferencing company, when teleconferencing software is pretty much free, how do they make money? Just convincing suckers that they need it. And I don't think it's all that great shakes. There's so many other programs out there. All right, we'll say hi to our regular people here. It looks like on FakeoTube, we have actually no regulars in the chat, but we have 5 people online on FakeoTube. We are on Twitter or X.com. We're on DLive. And we got a few people on the YouTube. shortfake.com/YouTube. And David Pecker, hello, yo yo to yourself. We also have another chat, shortfake.com/chat. I don't see anyone in there. That's our old Chat Tango site, but no one's in there right now. And what else we got? You can send me an email if I'm at fakeologist.com. You can send me a SpeakPipe at speakpipe.com/fakeologist. Thank you to Christine. She gave a donation of $9.80 because she loved last night's show. I think Frank is here. Frank, hello.
Hello.
All right, you made it. Oh. You got the John the Bond mic where you beat the crap out of the mic.
Oh, that's because I'm just moving it to be more,
more in your face. I got gotcha.
More in my face. That's it.
There were no planes. Good evening to you, sir. And I'm booking guests again. I've booked Johnny Cerucci for next Wednesday. He's going to join in on the show with Rizzoli and Fake Nukes because those guys are convinced it's the Jews. Johnny Cerucci says it's the Jezzies, and we need a little bit of balance here because we can't let the it's the Jews take over the website. No, not gonna happen on my watch.
Well, I think it's the Canaanites.
The Canaanites? How about the Gnostics?
No, well, they're all the same. They're all the people that you know, come from the Cain, the line of Cain.
Okay. Well, whatever line they are, we're going to have a little
bit. Certainly line.
Yeah, we're going to get some. I can't spell Cirucci to save my soul. Okay.
I think it is Siroucci.
No, it's a C. I can guarantee it's a C.
At the start.
JohnnyCirucci.com. JohnnyCirucci.com. The resistance is rising. Okay, here we go. This is his website here. So I have to. Wait, is he still publishing? Where's his. Okay, he's got a podcast. Let's see here. I don't know if he's still going. Probably is. Wow, his website is out of date, 2020. Okay, what else? Where else are you, Johnny? I think he's on Odyssey. I just unsubscribed. I unsubscribed to him last year as I was just sort of clipping my podcast because it was getting too busy. So let's go do a quick pre-search again. And okay, we're going to see if he's on Odyssey. I'm almost sure he's on Odyssey. But it's the Jezzies. They don't get a lot of exposure. Definitely don't get any on BitChute.
It's, well,
it's, oh, wait, here he goes.
It's definitely the Jesuits.
Okay, so I'm not even subscribed to Johnny Cirucci on the BitChute here. So I'll put a link to his channel. Okay, so he is pumping it out. We'll just have a quick peek and see what he's doing here. See what he's saying.
All kinds of...
There he is. He's got a good mic.
You know, that's...
Ooh, funny. He's got a Shure mic. Those are the best. I don't have a Shure mic. I think I'm going to switch.
Have you got to lift your game, Tim? Are you a bit worried about your audio?
Well, I know that's a better mic than I have, but it might be a little out of... Well, I don't know. I like that it has the filter on it, so I don't need the big pop filter, because this fuzzy felt coating is a pop filter, I think, as well. But anyway, we're going to have Johnny on. He's a good guy. I like the guy. He's definitely calls out the Catholics and the Jesuits, as does Zach Hubbard. I'm going to have him back, too, eventually. Well, there you go. Johnny is pumping it out. Johnny Cirucci. I'll put a link to his BitChute channel. And I think I subscribe to him on Odyssey. That way it can come onto your phone automatically. So, Frank, how have you been?
Well, I'm well, but I just thought I should report to you all that the Australian government is the Judas goat in bringing in the digital ID to get on the internet.
Okay.
And they have done that. They were trying to do it through direct means. They had they tried to get a law passed where a disinformation law.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I think they knew that was going to get beaten. And while all that was happening, the next thing you know, we've got this thing to prevent people under the age of 16 getting on the internet. So what that means, of course, is now if you want to be on social media in anywhere in the world, is basically going to mean you're going to have to demonstrate that you are more than 16.
Okay. Hold on, caller in, or just let Frank finish and then we'll talk to you.
And I think that basically is, it's going to apply in Australia, but they can't just apply in Australia, of course. So it means that I think the whole world is going to be, if they want to use social media, they're going to have a digital ID.
Okay.
And that's how it happens.
To save the children, you mean?
To save the children. But to prove you're over 16, of course, you're going to need to have a digital ID.
Okay. And we have a caller inner on the line.
Hello, caller inner.
Caller inner, where are you calling from and what's your name?
It's Andy from Manifee.
Andy from Manifee. Is that in California?
I'm in California. I'm not too far from fake news.
Okay.
You might need to get a bit closer to your mic.
Yeah.
Andy? Oh, yeah. My audio sucks. I'm on earbuds, so I apologize.
Okay, well, thank you for apologizing.
Yeah, I don't have a mic set up, and I don't have time. I work 12 hours a day. So.
I worked 14 today. That's why I'm late. So I feel you, brother. I feel you. I'm not trying to one-up you.
Oh, yeah. I hear you, fakeologist. Truck driver, I feel you.
Yeah. Anyway, well, the only people that do any work are people our age, I think.
It's the busy season.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing 60 hours a week.
Okay. Yeah, same here.
As long as you're getting compensated. We're all hardworking people here. I can tell. I can just tell. Every one of us is hardworking here.
Yeah. Anyways, I wanted to make a point about the it being the Jews, right?
Yes, please do.
To me, it's just, I don't think they would make it that obvious.
Me neither.
Like they make it so obvious that it's the Jews. I mean, you got them all in their garb at the White House. And like they always put out their videos, like Phil says, exposing themselves. I just don't think they would make it that obvious, in my opinion.
Well, the problem I have with what you're saying is this. Are there any Jews? The Jews were wiped out in AD 70, and then nothing was heard of them until basically 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're actually Turkish people called Ashkenaz. Well, they say they're Ashkenazis.
Right. Are those Turkish people? Or Kazarians, Ukrainians.
Well, the Kazarians, and you know,
where are we getting essentially information from, though?
But they adopted. They adopted the Torah, and then turned it into the Talmud, and then whatever else they like. So, I'm going to say there are no Jews.
You could be onto something. I just don't. I'm with Phil on the history and the books. I know Lynn is all into reading historical books and stuff, but like I don't trust those. Those could be fabricated just as today's media is.
Well, 100%. In fact, I posted a video on the weekend where the guy who I think he's Polish professor who's demonstrated that at least one major event has been turned into three major events spanning 700 years. Quite clearly, it's exactly the same event.
It's like you can make the argument like when we're dead and gone and our grandchildren's grandchildren are reading about COVID-19 and the January 6th insurrection, they're going to all doctor it up and make it like it's real. Same, like I think, I tend to think it's the same in a lot of these history books and... But they just make it, in my opinion, too obvious. Just like that, there's no way that they would throw it out there like that.
Well, the point is to create division, isn't it?
No, exactly.
They want us to fight amongst each other and not them.
Well, they could also be the best managers that you can hire. There's that as well. People do tend.
Oh yeah, they're getting paid.
The point is, sure. if they are good at managing people and counting money and all the other stereotypes, if that is so, they may be overrepresented because they're just actually good at what they do, and because they are not the majority.
Not all Jews are treated equally. What they call them Jews, mm-hmm. but they've got a hierarchy no different to us. You know, you're either in the club or you're not. Mm-hmm. The club has got nothing to do whether you're Jewish or not.
Exactly, I am 100% with Frank on that one. There, I think it's a mixture. A conglomerate of all kinds of high-profile people in the ruling class.
There is, in my view, that there is a group of people that are running the show. They've inveigled themselves into the senior positions of the hierarchy of all the so-called religions, of all the so-called nations. They have their own. They're essentially wolves in sheep's clothing. They are, they're the Judas goats. They're all the people that, when you have an argument about COVID, they're the guys in every Muslim society, in every Sikh society, in every Christian church, in every agnostic who said, oh, no, you've got to take those jabs. And, you're socially irresponsible.
By the way, happy Thanksgiving, guys. I know you're not in the... Phil would say, the Soviet States of America.
But yeah, thank you very much. And to you and yours, I hope you had lots of turkey. And I was, I put a post, or Jim Rizzoli put last night's show on BitChute. I usually don't have a chance to put it on BitChute. It's just BitChute keeps spitting the video back at me when I try and upload it, so I don't have time for nonsense. But he got it up, and I put a comment on his show that he did with me last night. I said, I can envision Lynn and Jim at the Thanksgiving Day table with lots of mashed potatoes. I'd love to be there and video that.
Dude, they were going off last night, dude. Like,
was that too much? What's your take on? Was that too much? Was that bad audio? Was it bad? Was it good?
I just think, like, man, I was kind of, I'm not gonna lie, I was laughing because you were just all like toning down Lynn's audio.
But I had to.
In the background, just all.
Yeah, well, she sent me an email saying I'm against free speech. No, I'm against yelling at people.
Yeah, it's not a little bit. It was entertaining, but it was quite unproductive, in my opinion.
Yes, probably.
I mean, I never really see Jim get that mad either.
Oh, he does. He got really mad with in one of his interviews, but he doesn't get that mad. Lynn is on a different line, but we love Lynn, and she's great. Hopefully, she'll come back. But
left the scene.
Lynn's cool, I think.
No, she didn't leave the scene. She just sent me an email saying I'm against free speech. How could I be against free speech if I had all these people yelling at each other?
No. You're not against free speech. Not my opinion. But I think Lynn, I hope she doesn't get offended. Like, I just think she puts too much stock in this historical textbooks, in my opinion. Like,
I agree.
I don't like that.
I agree.
Who knows how accurate it is? I'm not saying it's inaccurate. I'm not saying it's accurate. I just don't trust it. I mean, it's hard to know what's going on the other side of town, let alone 1,000 years ago, hundreds of years ago.
That's true. And everyone, and Phil and Jim's faith in Hitler. I mean, he could have been just another version, his version of Trump, and we don't know
exactly.
And people are complicated. Listen, you got to make deals with people to get ahead. You have to make deals with your enemies. So we don't know what was at play. We weren't there. We're not.
No.
We're even today. We have no idea. We don't know what deals are being made right now for Trump getting people in. He's got to pay people back. He owes people. This is how humans work. It's not exclusive to Trump or anybody.
I'm of the opinion of Infinite playing. He's just an actor, but he's definitely connected.
Well, he's the best actor who's ever played president, for sure. But it's really telling us, and Joe Biden has also proven to us, the president really doesn't run things. They can't.
No.
It's too big a job. Just like Elon Musk is not running six companies at once.
No,
give me a break.
I'll tell my buddy about that. I think he's I agree with IPS. He's an amalgamation. Iron Man,
but he's a media spokesperson. He basically is a spokesman for big tech capital that want to throw their money around, and they need someone to stutter and stammer their message out there, which is what he does. He's not that smart, but he's a willing dupe.
He's willing to do it. He's a market shaker, that's for sure. I mean, if it's above board, like when he was, he'll make announcements and saying, oh, I'm not accepting Bitcoin for Teslas anymore. All of a sudden, Bitcoin plummets.
Right.
It's like stuff like that. He's got a lot of influence regardless.
He's a major influencer. That's correct. He's an influencer because these are the new, that's the new media. The new media is made up of these influencers that can move markets. They can move markets. Let's put it that way. They move markets, and that's what you want. When you're trying to make money, you need markets that move. It's hard to make money when they're static.
How did you hear about FACO, Andy?
About what now?
How did you hear about FACO?
How did you hear about Fakeologist? He's called before. Yeah. Andy's called a few times before.
Yeah, I was watching the Dollar Vigilante, and I was scrolling through the comments.
Oh, really?
A link to your site was in the comments. I don't remember who put it there, or
I might have put it there. Maybe,
You might have put it there. But yeah, that's how I discovered you. I'm all fakeologist. I'm all, what's this? And I was all in at the time. Like, I was all in big on Adam Green and Devin Stack from Black Pills.
Yeah.
And the Red Elephant. And now, in my opinion, I agree with IPS. They're just Trutherville. They're MSM Plus. They add to the stories. Like, I don't believe their rhetoric. Like, they believe in the space. And Adam Green believes in evolution. I don't believe in that at all. He believes in, like, dinosaurs and evolution. I disagree.
Well, currently, they almost all fall for the Gaza cost.
Yeah, I think that's, like, it's just ridiculous when you break it down. Like, they say they're starving them and 90% of their water is undrinkable. And it's only 25 miles by 5 miles, this area of land. And they've been bombing it for how many decades? There was no way you could survive that. Yeah. The internet would not be on. They would not have clean clothes. Like, there's no way. Those are unlivable situations. I was homeless for 6 years, and I'm telling you, like, just being out on the streets for a few weeks, I was grungy as hell. Like, yeah. They're all clean and the haircuts and just the cell phone service. I'm not there. I don't know what's going on, but I don't believe it.
No, I agree. I agree with that. So I don't know why it's such a controversial thing to even say. It seems self-evident, like most things that we look at.
But I think they use, like, the like Simba puts in her song, the death clingers. They put like the, with the Trump shooting, the firemen, they throw in these deaths and stuff, and it's like people get it, like, they think it's, like, offensive to talk about it. Oh, you're disrespecting the dead and stuff. Like people, like, they're all emotional. They don't think logically. They think emotionally. That's, you know,
death is a truther wall. It is a fantastic exactly. wall that you can build around any story. And apparently, yeah, Jim was on his sit and talk today, and he was talking about, and he was arguing with his cohabitator Diane about the deaths in North Carolina and Western North Carolina with regards to the hurricane, with regards to the major river flooding, which they say was from the hurricane water.
Yeah.
And they said there's tens of thousands of people dead. Okay, well, how do you get that? Where are they? And Jim was saying, show me the picture. Where are they? They're supposed to be in a warehouse. Okay, where? What's the address?
Yep.
Okay,
they said the same thing about the Maui fire.
And Diane was getting all pissy about it, saying, oh, the families don't want the dead to be seen, and they shouldn't tell where the warehouse is. And Jim was right. He said, why not? We need proof for all these outrageous claims that there's there could be hundreds of people that got flooded away and are buried in mud, but
and presumably there's a GoFundMe for them, is there?
I don't even know. There are some charities that seem legit that are asking for money, but
I think that there could be some casualties in a storm like that and a big hurricane, but I think it's greatly exaggerated. They're turning it into a crisis situation. There's a lot of grifters.
Well, it probably is. Just looking at some of the TikToks and the Instagram videos, it does look like a river flooded, and the ground is probably toxic. But I'm just talking about the bodies. If you're gonna make the claim that tens of thousands of people are dead, where are they? They all buried under the mud? Come on.
Yeah. Same thing with the Maui fires.
Yeah.
They said there were thousands of children missing and this and that and this and that.
But it's a great wall. It's a great wall to stop the investigation. And people do get their backs up when you start questioning that. And that's okay. It might be sensitive, but we really need for these very big claims, I think we need some evidence. And even a body bag isn't evidence either, really.
I mean, ultimately, like, like IPS seems to think it's just about worldview formation. Like sometimes I question, like, what is the purpose of all of these videos coming out of Gaza? Like I know
it's divide, but it's to cause division and civil war.
Well, it's caused a division worldwide. Let's be honest. It really has for the last year. Everyone, yeah, they're trying to create these big divisions.
Yes, but when you say that, it actually affects people locally. The division is between people in my neighborhood,
okay,
in your neighborhood.
So how are they divided in your neighborhood? Tell me.
Because people are taking sides.
Yes,
one or the other. It's very obvious to me that the whole thing is just to use that kind of global, if you like, those worldwide things to create a difference, a bad, like the same thing has happened with the jabs. I lost friends over that whole thing.
And
I'm sure if I started arguing with people about Gaza, I'd start losing friends about that as well.
Right, if you brought it up, yeah. Well, try and bring up some androgyny among your friends. You'll lose the rest of them.
Well, at least the people I talk to about androgyny enjoy the giggle. As I just present it as being a bit of fun.
I think it is
fun. My boss, Ab, is Palestinian. And, like, I debated, like, asking him about situations like that, but I don't really want to bring it into my work environment.
Yeah, don't shit where you eat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I didn't know if, like...
Be careful on
I know
that
he's
one.
Been
on,
yeah, he's been... So I was like, nah, that's probably not a bridge I want to cross. But I just didn't say nothing. But yeah.
But you can imagine, you've been self-controlled enough about it, but you can imagine many people are not. And they would cause themselves harm at work.
Yeah, and Frank, like, realistically, like, I don't know exactly what's going on over there. I'm only going by the videos here that Frank puts out and that people show.
Phil, like, Frank doesn't do videos.
I mean, Phil, yeah. Like,
fake
news, really
Frank.
Knows? But I just don't believe it based on their narrative and the evidence that they're showing. It doesn't add up to me.
Yeah, and so because of that, because you have that frame of reference, you are very circumspect. You know, you don't have any great passion about it. But for other people, like one of my sons, for example, is very passionate about it.
And you think it's real?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't he?
Why wouldn't he? I mean, is only his Fruit Loop dad would say suggest that it wasn't.
Have you ever told him your opinion on it, or 100% leave it alone?
No, I just say, you know, I don't think anything shown on the television is true in any way, shape, or form. I say
no.
I just call it a pantomime.
Yeah,
man, they are taking buildings down in Beirut, though. They are doing some major redevelopment there. It's amazing.
I mean, do you think those videos might be fakeable, like they did on 9/11, though?
Oh yeah,
You think that they're legit demolitions?
Well, I think there's obviously demolition going on. Yep.
I think they're gonna they're redoing Beirut for sure. I think there are probably a lot of shaky buildings that need to come down. I just think the missile. I think the missile part is the fake part, but I do think buildings are coming down, and I do question what we're seeing. Of course, they could be fake videos, but I still think they're redeveloping Beirut, just like they are the whole coast of the Mediterranean, from top to bottom. So I guess
maybe if they wanted to just bring them down and not pretend it's a war. But maybe it's like a two for one. They're like, we'll get these buildings down and we'll put it in as a propaganda too. It's like a two for one type deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yes, it's controlled demolition and strategic relocation.
And there may be some very important buildings that give indications of the true history. You know, that some of the buildings may be historically significant.
People don't want coming down. You mean like the maybe not as important as the what's the one, the Dome of the Rock?
Yeah, those sort of things. Where there could be buildings which the current story about how they came into being is just not correct. So there is a lot of a bit like what happened to Dresden.
It was, I see what you're saying. So there, it's an excuse. Like, it's not like they brought them down intentionally for redevelopment, but they were bombed by the enemy. So that's why they came down.
Not just for redevelopment, but to obfuscate their actual how they came into being, how old they really are.
Oh, you think that it's some type of architecture of non-human?
Well, not necessarily non-human, but architecture which gives a hint that something's not quite right in the history that we're given.
Oh, you're talking about kind of like on the lines of Terraria.
I guess like on Terraria, or in my case, I'm a person that thinks that we've had a 1,000-year reign of Christ. Mm-hmm. You know, what they call the millennial kingdom. I think that's been, and that those buildings, those magnificent churches that we see, were built by
evidence of Christ.
Yeah,
but getting back to what they're doing, strategic relocation. I just asked Perplexity AI how many people are displaced in Lebanon. So it says here 1.2 million people are displaced, so they are being moved around within Lebanon, so they're being probably relocated away from the prime real estate, and because Lebanon's not very big, and apparently there are 5.3 million people in Lebanon, so that's 20% of people are on the move in Lebanon, and it's a very small country, and I'll see how big Lebanon is compared.
It was also one of the few places where you could swim in the Mediterranean and go skiing in the same day.
I have mountains.
Hey,
there.
You mind if Ab, you mind if I switch gears? I want to ask Frank's opinion on something.
Go ahead.
Okay, you heard about the trip that McToon and his lackeys are planning to Antarctica next month to look for the 24-hour circling sun?
Yep.
Okay, so let's say they go there and like they say that there is, because I know, Frank, that you believe in flat Earth. That
well, let me preface that by saying I do my best not to believe in anything. However, what I do know is that I and everybody else in the world assumes the Earth is flat for all practical purposes.
Yeah, I agree, because I'm sure you've heard of the Michelson-Morley experiment.
Yes, I read physics when I was at university.
And essentially that experiment proved that the Earth was stationary.
Correct.
It's not moving.
That's right.
And then that's when Einstein, not too long after that, he came out with his theory of relativity.
He abolished the ether.
Yeah, and he was saying that time constricts and like all this crazy stuff, like
that's right.
The experiment.
Yeah,
and it was like he was like the Elon Musk of the early, 19th century.
Very good, very good analogy, Andy. I think. Yep.
Yeah. So, I don't know if it's flat, but in my opinion, I don't think the Earth is moving.
I guess the key point about this experiment they're talking about is my understanding is that you can see a 24-hour sun from Alaska.
I lived in Alaska, and I was in, and I can tell you, I was on the Kenai Peninsula. It's about an hour south of Anchorage. And when I was there in the summertime, I could see full sun at 10 p.m. Like it looks like it's the middle of the day. I remember shopping for a TV thinking, things should be open because it seems like it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, so they're talking about being able to see the sun on a very specific day, blah 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 blah. But they're as far in the bottom of South America, you should be able to see sunlight for a lot longer periods of time than they see it when they compare themselves to the same latitude in the northern hemisphere. You know, people in Norway can see a 24-hour sun, and they're at 70 degrees north. At 70 degrees south, they're saying they're going to go all the way to, some extreme thing, and they're going to see it on one day. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. If you could see the sun all the time in exactly the same way as you can see it in the northern hemisphere, then maybe there's a story. But I think the way they're painting it now demonstrates that it's phony.
Even in my opinion, even if they do see a 24-hour sun that they could see circling, that doesn't prove the heliocentric model.
Not at all. It's the whole thing is,
in my opinion,
astronomical observations. And as I'm sure that they're just going to do the same thing as I did for the moon landing.
Yeah, it's probably going to be some meta scripting, like Tim Osner would say.
Yeah, and again, you know, just one observation of that doesn't mean that you and I will be able to take a tour to Antarctica to see 24-hour sun. That's the thing. Like, after they do that, can we then say, okay, I'll take a trip to Antarctica to see the 24-hour sun, please? No, that won't happen.
Yeah,
there will be no practical application of this thing at all.
What really boggles me is airplane travel. Like when they're coming in, they're cruising and they got it on autopilot. Like it seems like they're saying that the Earth is spinning at a certain speed, and it seems like the ground would move away from the plane, like it wouldn't be lined up. Like if you were coming in just for a landing on the runway, like the Earth would be moving. It seems like the plane would be offset. Like. But they say some people, I guess, speculate that the atmosphere is moving at the same rate of speed as the ground itself. Like,
sure. I mean, and yet that there is a slight breeze and you can feel that, and it's not the same direction.
Yeah,
as this
it just doesn't like
none of it. None of it computes.
Like if you you can do an experiment with like just a DJI drone. Like take it up. There's some that'll hover for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Shoot it up 300 feet, 400 feet, and just let it hover, and then let it land by itself. Don't put any controls, and it'll land in exactly the same spot on the ground where it took off.
Yeah, and so this
Earth was rotating, it would be like far away, like you drifting in the ocean on a board or something.
Yeah, so this is why I repeat the thing that I've said over and over again, Andy. Regardless of what the truth is, it is a fact. That when working out where the drone's going to land when you send it up in the air and bring it down again, while we're doing that, we are making the assumption that the ground beneath the drone is not moving. And when we make that assumption, we can make the drone land. No one ever says, while the drone's up in the air, I've got to take into account the Coriolis and the fact the Earth at this exact latitude is moving at, 666 miles, and all that stuff. No one does that. Not a single person does it.
I don't do that. When I account for one on my flight path and I take off and I come back, like I expect the ground and everything to be all the same and flat, 100%. Not moving, and it comes right back.
And when you fly to New York from where you are, you don't say, I'm in the air for 3 hours, and while I'm there, New York has moved to where London was before I took off on the flight, but somehow that doesn't matter.
Me, like, that seems to be one of the greatest debunkers of their models. Like, I don't know if it's round or flat or a pancake shape, but I just don't think it's moving.
And all I can say, I'll just repeat it again ad nauseum, whether or not it's moving, no one makes any accounting of that for any practical purpose.
What does Ab think? What do you think, Ab? You think it's moving?
Well, I think. Do I think the sun is moving around the Earth, or is the Earth moving around the sun, or are we rotating on our axis?
Do you think the Earth is like moving at all, or it's stationary?
Well, I'm not sure. Simon says it's moving only at 1.6 kilometers an hour at the equator. I don't think it's going 1,100 miles per hour. At the equator. I don't think that. So it's just today I heard on IPS that NASA or whoever the hell is putting out the propaganda said that we are tilted point something inches more because of humans.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like, how the hell would you ever measure that in any way possible? Show me the whatever instrumentation you could possibly determine that, and I'll show you a liar.
Yeah. He was making fun of that one governor that was talking about the island. He was worried about the troops being.
Yeah, that's an old. There. That's a really old clip about. Yeah.
The island would capsize.
Yeah. By the way, Andy, if that's you, I appreciate your donation. Your donation. You're on a monthly donation. I just wanted to thank you for that. If that's you, it says.
Yeah.
It says Andy M. I think that's you.
Yeah, I lowered it a little bit because my expenses went up.
That's fine. That's fine. The fact that you donate is just fantastic. So your donation was
donating.
It was already. It was pretty. It was pretty high. So I appreciate that. That's very reasonable. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Just want to give a shout out to people that actually call in and donate. That's a double value for value. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, as far as everything, like, I don't know what the truth is. Like,
As long as you keep seeking it.
Yeah. Well, as I said, there are some things you know are true, and you know what assumptions people make. You know that by their actions, right? Mm-hmm. When someone tells you that they believe the Earth is a spinning ball, ask them, how do they apply that model? What is the speed? How do you make use of the speed? How do you make use of the curve in your real life? If they say they don't ever make use of it, then they are just like you and me. I assume the Earth is flat and stationary. And the only difference between me and them is that I acknowledge that I'm making the same assumption that they're making. What those people have is cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, but you know how they say that they got the apps that show exactly where the space station is going to be traveling over? A buddy of mine claims that, he was hanging out with somebody, and he's like, look, the space station's going to be coming at this time. And he said he looked up, and he said he's seen this light like the size of a Tic Tac.
That would be impossible.
The space station is what? Like the size, it's supposedly the size of about a football field or so?
It's not. Nothing like that big, I don't think. But
yeah, so even if it's like half the size of a football field, being that high up, even brightly lit, I just don't think there's no way you'd be able to see it. There's no way you'd be able to see
it. What are they saying? It is 250 miles away, isn't it? Even if it's right overhead.
Exactly. I don't think you could see a lit up.
No.
That'd be like, something the size of half the stadium with the brightest LEDs you could think of.
Yeah.
You still wouldn't be able to see it at that distance.
No.
I think it would be impossible.
Yeah.
So however they're simulating this or whatever's going on, I don't know how they do it, and I don't know what he's seen, but I just don't believe in the space station. I think it's
it looks so fake it must be real. That's all I can say.
Yeah. I agree. Well,
it's an endless conversation. The nature of the Earth, the shape of the Earth. It's too bad that they're lying to us. But Simon Shack says he has the answers over at tycos.space. He actually left a comment over here at the Fakeologist blog. I think the comments are working now. I think I had a cache problem that was really preventing people from logging in. So hopefully you can try and log in again. I think it was my end. There's no documentation on this cache I was using.
Are you saying you are not perfect, Tim?
No, I'm saying the software I'm using is very poorly written and documented. Yeah, so I just have to try and hack away at that to try and figure out what's happening.
We expected more from you, Ab. What the hell's going on here?
Well, I'm trying my best with a limited time. Every time I add something, it breaks something. So I could just bring it right down to bare bones and not have any frillies. But I like the frillies in software. So, but Andy, thanks.
Hey, you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you're going to have this other guy on about the Jesuits with Phil and Jim.
I'm going to try. Johnny Cerucci will come on Wednesday. He's already agreed to it, so hopefully we can make that work. And I'm also booking the return of Tina, who has Paul.
I don't know who that is.
She's the Paul is Dead, the PID blog. Paul McCartney. She was on the show maybe 10 years ago. So she's still she's still going. I switched news readers because coincidentally, the great Marcus Allen, who I do follow every day, was reviewing InnoReader And coincidentally, my Feedly RSS reader is coming up for renewal at a very high price, about $180 US. And I decided that they're not innovating enough, and now I'm looking around. So coincidentally, Marcus did a review of InnoReader, which is really, yeah, really
he
cool.
He was the one that had the medical problem. Not
possible, yes, right? He has pemphigus, he says.
Yeah, if you talk to him, tell him I hope he's okay. I know you don't know me or never heard of me.
Are you a follower of Marcus Allen?
No, that was the one interview I watched that he did with you on the return. It's the first I've ever heard of him.
Oh, did you
heard of the guy before?
And what did you think? What did you think of him and the interview?
I thought the interview was very informative, and I think it had to do with those mercury feelings. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in viruses. I don't believe in contagion. I don't believe in any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it makes your life easier to not those ideas in your life?
Yeah, I don't worry about getting sick or viruses, or I don't worry about wearing masks. Like, I always do tests. Anytime anybody I know is sick, I immediately drink after them. I test it. Then I never get sick.
Okay, yeah. Here's Marcus's website, MarcusAllenUSA.com. I guess that's the new website. And here he is here. And I'll put a link to his channel. He's a good guy. He's another controversial one, but he kept me entertained for years and years and years. So he's back at it, and yeah, he actually sent me a statistics because he loves analyzing, and he said that our interview that we did a few weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, well, it says it only has 103 views here on his channel, but he said it has 77% retention rate. There's your sevens, which is pretty good for you.
Great interview.
That's pretty good for YouTube channel. Thank you so much, Andy. I really appreciate that.
All right. Well, I want to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving again. It was nice to talk to you for the first time, Frank. And you guys have a very good rest of your evening.
You too.
Sorry, my audio sucks.
It's fine. We can hear you. Thanks for calling. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was a great call, Andy. Yeah, I appreciate it too.
It was a good call.
You guys take care. Take care, Frank.
Bye.
And by the way, the interview that Marcus did with me on FakoTube, it says it has 1,700 views. So that's pretty good for FakoTube.
That's a lot.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty damn good. So it seems like, I'm not sure if this number is accurate. I can't tell for sure, but it's pretty good that we get about 1,700 views, it says here, for most of our shows.
Well, any shows you have that are on other platforms, I always go to FakoTube. So I'm going to contribute to the numbers.
All right, good. Yeah. Well, FakoTube is actually working very, very, very well. So,
it's always worked good for me.
Yeah,
I've never had an issue with it.
It had some hiccups, but it's been, knock on wood, it really has been great.
Yeah, I've found that lately it's been working well, Tim.
Thank you, Frank. Okay. Thank you, Andy. Thanks for your donations and your calls. I appreciate it.
Yeah, take care, guys. Later.
Take care. And Esteban says hand pink waving. I guess he's waving at somebody. Okay. I can't see the hand graphically, but that's what it says here. It's in text form here in the chat.
I see a picture of WTF. Is she back on the air? Is she?
No, this is old. These are my shorts. I did. This was my idea to put shorts at the top, and I don't think this is. I don't know what order these shorts are. These are pretty old, though. I don't, I'm not following her anymore because she's sort of gone dormant.
Been dormant, I think.
Yeah, she's dormant. So many people go dormant on this, on these shorts. We're the only super consistent channel for sure.
Interesting, isn't it?
Well, people get tired of doing
it. You are the only consistent
channel. If people aren't motivated either by finances or by, in my case, just enjoying the audience and practicing talking, then they quickly disappear from the podcast scene. It's very difficult to maintain momentum. And I've got other things to do with regards to the blog and the forums and the audio chats. And this does take up all my spare time, of course, to the chagrin of my wife, but she's pretty tolerant of the whole thing. So,
you're not doing as much windsurfing as you want to, is that?
No, there's no windsurfing. No, I have a pretty uneven, recreational schedule. Let's put it that way. It's either work or do this, and there's not much time for anything else. So, anyway. Oh, Kate Emma says she was supposedly taking a break for a new baby. Yeah, her baby's a couple of years old now. So
yeah.
Oh, you were following her too, huh, Frank?
Yeah, no, I like, but well, she's pretty for a start, isn't she?
Yeah, she's cute. Very cute. She was cute. I don't know what she looks like now, but yeah, she's just got a really smart brain.
Yeah.
And she's really snappy.
I enjoyed the sarcasm.
Super sarcasm. But yeah, that's the Fakeologist shorts. I'm not sure what's going on with the shorts right now. They're automatically generated. So, for instance, this is a short here about the tetanus shot. It should end up here, but I don't know. I can't remember what the cutoff is for the size of the video to be a short. So there you go. Well, the phone lines are open. If you want to call real quick, we got a few minutes left.
I hope Esteban calls in and explains hand pink waving.
Yeah, I think if you
otherwise we won't know if Esteban is waving or drowning.
That's true. How's the excess mortality your way?
Yes, it's it has stabilized at about 8% above where it was.
Okay.
About 16%. So it's about 48,000. So the figure last month was very similar to the figure for the previous 2 years, 2 months of the previous 2 years, but higher than the year 2018.
All right. Are they still recommending?
Yep. Vaccine. Although there is a couple of countries, there is a couple of states that have dropped them.
Mm-hmm.
In the USA, apparently there's a couple of states that have just banned them altogether.
Interesting. That's the COVID shot or the flu vaccine?
Yeah, the mRNA shots, yep.
Okay, so mRNA flu as well? They're banned?
Yep, banned, yep. I can't remember who it was.
But not in Victoria, where you live, probably.
Not in Victoria. In fact, Victoria is managing to go to set new records. So they've managed to build a tunnel where the trains don't fit.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're so broke, they're going to sell off an area about half the size of Europe, privatize the mountain skiing area.
Wow. Who gets to buy that? Just the
I don't think it's me.
Yeah, it'll be just private equity, I suppose, maybe.
It could be, what did someone call them? Something that rhymes with rat cock or something.
All right. Well, you know, again, I go over this with people. BlackRock is just a fund manager. It's not their money.
Ultimately, when you put these things, you know, these large organizations together with a huge amount of funds, generally speaking, it ends up with, you know, a very small number of people in control of that in toto.
Okay, but it isn't all their money. It's
pension. It's not it's not about the, you know, the titular ownership. It's about the control.
Right. So they're directing money that's given to them by people all over the place.
And the money is, in my opinion, invariably used to build the prison that we are now enjoying.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with that.
We're basically digging our own grave.
Right, we're contributing to our own demise by giving money to these small groups that literally manage trillions. I wonder who is on the board of directors for managing the Norway Sovereign Fund, which is just as big as BlackRock or State Street.
If it exists, yeah. It turns out that they're worth over 500. They reckon they've got over 500,000 USD for every man, woman, child living in Norway, mm-hmm. and yet they tax them at the such a high rate that people are fleeing. The tax rate's well over 50%.
Well, there's almost no point in working in Norway either.
It, because of the tax you pay?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are just sitting around.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. You've got the Norwegian roots, but so you're
I don't have enough contact with Norway through those roots, but I really just was listening to a fellow this morning talking about how horrendous the taxation system is in Norway. And none of it makes any sense. I mean, by rights, given the size of their sovereign wealth fund,
mm-hmm.
why are they taxing people?
Were you aware of the sovereign wealth fund before I brought it up?
Yeah.
Did you know it was that big?
Yeah. Okay. Well, sorry, I know it's claimed to be that big, but okay. unfortunately, because of your influence, I doubt that it exists.
Oh, interesting.
It's now, not, you know, there's no evidence, right, at all.
Yeah.
Norwegians are benefiting from having this enormous wealth from the North Sea oil. Why are they paying so much tax if they have all this money? Why isn't petrol free? Why is there no natural gas lines in Norway? They've got electricity, which is, you know, hydropower, which is more than enough for the people there, but they're paying huge amounts of electricity as well. Mm-hmm. None of it makes any sense. Nothing about Norway makes sense.
Interesting. Now, I would just go.
Oh, sorry. One other thing I might add about Norway is they say the population's over 5 million.
Mm-hmm.
I think Oslo is lucky to get 800,000.
So where's everyone else?
And then in the next, if you do a list of the top 100 cities after that, or towns in Norway, that gets you to 2 million. So where are the 3 million? Oh, the 5 million. I just don't believe that either.
Okay. So you're questioning everything about Norway.
Absolutely everything about Norway. It's just another Greenland. Okay. But it is pretty, like super pretty.
List the top 20 cities in Norway by population. Let's just see what ChatGPT has to say. And they're pretty damn small. So Oslo, 1.5 million.
And that I don't believe that for a second.
So you're saying
that number, that 1.5 million has jumped hugely.
Mm-hmm.
From when I looked at this 5 years ago, I reckon it was only 800,000. I don't believe that in the last 10 years, Oslo has doubled. But okay.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it doesn't take long to add those numbers up, and you're not getting anywhere near 5 million, are you?
Well, I can't add them up too
easily. 1.5, you've got 2 million.
There's 2 million here.
Yeah.
2.1, 2.2, 2.4, 2.5, 2.6, 2.7. 2.8.
And then it's really trailing off quickly.
3 million. Okay. So we're having people scattered. Yeah. So maybe it's closer to 3.5 million, unless there's so many people spread out all over the place.
And, you know, the idea that Oslo has doubled in size.
Well, they might have just widened the area that they call Oslo as well. That's a trick, too.
Maybe.
But I wanted to get back to Lebanon here, because when we're talking about moving a lot of people, it's a very dense country. You can see the relative size of Lebanon because people don't always get a good idea of what we're talking about. We're talking about a very pretty small area. So here is Lebanon overlaid onto the Washington, Virginia area here. It's basically the size of Delaware, which is one of the smallest states. So it's a little tiny little place that they are moving people around, as you can see there. We're not talking about...
Again, as I said, at one stage, considered one of the most beautiful places in the world.
The Paris of the Mediterranean, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. So when you're moving people around and bombing them out of their areas, it's they don't really have... They can't really go too far in their own country. So,
and was it Beirut where one of the piers blew up? They had a fertilizer explosion recently.
Mm-hmm. That was the port. That was the port that they wanted to redo.
Was that in Beirut?
Yeah, the Beirut port. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that indicates that it's too beautiful for the people that live there now, and they need it for someone else.
Exactly. It's prime real estate. It's time to develop this area. All right.
It's the Phoenicians returning to their home.
Right. I'm sure the weather's great.
Yeah.
Pete Emma says about the same population as Ireland, but Norway is much larger landmass than Ireland. Okay.
With beautiful fjords made by Slati Bartfast.
And Kate M also says, impoverish the people. They're too busy working every hour under the sun, so don't have time to really see what's going on. And keep them on the hamster wheel. Yeah, I'm on the hamster wheel. I'm planning my exit from the hamster wheel eventually before I lose it.
Well, it was interesting to see, again, I saw something recently which talked about retirement is the surest way to end your life within 8 years. The average time that people take their pension in England is 8 years, the average time.
Mm-hmm. And then they die.
Yep.
That's a great, another great question for ChatGPT or anyone else. What's
the average length of time people in England take their pension for? 8 years.
And English citizen receives a pension. Okay, that's a good question. Okay, I don't know what's going to give it to me.
It says you're going to be 66.
They're not giving numbers, they're giving projections. They're saying it's about 18 to 19 years. So they're not they're not being truthful.
Looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's ChatGPT. We could use other chat engines.
The average length of time, given these life expectancy figures. No, so that's very different to what I heard the other day. So that's kind of interesting. I'll have to see if I can find that video now.
Well, yeah, we have to always ask. We could ask Perplexity.
Perplexity.
Perplexity.ai. How long does the average English citizen
collect a pension?
Collect a pension, yeah. Collect, receive. Yeah, they're same. This is sort of the same answer. Seem to be quite coordinated. It's saying 20 to 22 years.
Very interesting.
Life expectancy in the UK is 84 for men. That's higher than Canada.
I
86 for women. That's the average life expectancy.
Yeah, sure.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay, we got one more call we'll get Diane on Hold here time. And then she'll be Seven our last call.
Seconds.
Diana, you got in just before I switched the phone lines off, so.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Frank, and happy
hi, Diane.
To everyone. How you doing?
And yeah. Diane is a regular on the Fakeologist audio chat on the weekend, so if you don't.
Lately.
If you want to get more Diane, make sure you tune into the audio chat. She's got.
And what do you think of those weekend chats, Diane?
I think they're fine. I like how the different people call in. I know some people don't like that there's lots of people, but I like hearing different people.
Do you like the drunks?
I actually don't mind. I don't mind.
You don't mind drunk people?
I think that people are very honest. It's almost like truth serum.
Yeah. That's true.
It's almost like truth serum. Yeah, I don't mind. I just think people like talking, and I think they like to have like almost like friends, even though you're not physically near each other. People will call in. Yeah, I like it. Nice.
Isn't that great? That's fantastic. There you go, Tim. You're getting a great endorsement there.
No, that is good. I'm looking up the average Canadian says 15 to 20 years. That seems a little more. That seems a little.
They've done
more.
Studies. You should take your. You should take your retirement early, like even in the U.S. when you.
Oh yes, I've always recommended that. If someone's offering you money, take it. Never delay the money. Always cash in your air miles. Always. Exactly. Well, there are studies. There are websites, but you don't know if you're going to be the average person. So don't ever consider yourself chasing the averages. Just always.
Well, I guess that's the antithesis of what this thing that I was hearing about was essentially saying that it's retirement that brings on the short.
That's just because people lose their sense of purpose.
Correct.
Once you break a routine, it's actually quite traumatic for most people.
Yes.
It's very traumatic for men for some reason. It really affects men.
It really does. Yeah.
Well, because we're obviously more regimented and more in a routine, I think, as well.
And in Japan in particular, the wives of the retired businessmen called those businessmen are called fallen leaves.
Kate Emma says, you want to read Kate Emma's call comment? Well, I just put up the adjustment of the caller in her.
Kate Emma said, think most don't know how to retire. No hobbies, nothing to look forward to, no loss of human contact, etc. One day working, then nothing. It's a shock to the system. Yeah, and that was the general thrust of what this thing that I saw was. Not enough karaoke.
I think people should retire as early as possible, even if they're going to make less money, because there's a massive epidemic with dementia. And the earlier you can retire and be able to take care of your health better, I think you can stave off some of that. You know, you're not working 8, 9, 10 hours a day.
I guess I don't think that the advice we get about how to prevent dementia is true.
Yeah, I think just don't get vaccinated.
Well, there's that, but I presented the findings from that study in one of these talks about how the lack of salt is causing tremendous problems for people.
There's so many things, but salt is definitely up near the top for sure. Salt and
fat and healthy fat.
Trans fats and vaccines and statins and
but that's a huge wealth deal. Like when people get dementia, that's even worse than when you have people go into nursing homes. It's like a generation wealth stealer, because dementia costs even more money to take care of and things go wrong. Like I feel like it's
they effectively just get drained. It's awful to watch it. You know, people
do end up in nursing homes. That's who takes care of them.
They end up in nursing homes, and basically all their life savings get drained away.
Yeah, all their generation wealth is gone, and the next generation doesn't. You're not able to pass things.
No, not able to pass anything on. It's just a completely, in my opinion, it is entirely because of the food pyramid. Eat all the bread, whatever the else it is.
Big ag, big pharma.
Name it.
I think
there's a lot of things.
They want to make money off of us from the minute we're born to the day we leave this earth. Like they want to suck the energy and the money from us. And the goal is, instead of trying to make the most money and get the biggest house, the goal should be in life just to make sure your health is okay and just to live as independently as possible without debt. Like that's where.
But how can anyone do that when they're so misled? You know, by the time I worked it out, my mouth was full of mercury fillings, and they're all just coming out now one by one, fortunately for me. But, you know, I'm lucky to still have my teeth.
That they take them out carefully.
No, mine are just falling out now. They're just coming out.
Okay.
But I'm 65, and they've, you know, my teeth were just filled with amalgam. Oh, and my goodness. And the point is, I've somehow... I haven't brushed my teeth for like 10 or 15 years now, some incredible time. And from the time I stopped brushing my teeth, all the problems went away. Okay. You know, we are just told so many lies
about everything.
I'm not going to align myself with that advice. I get my teeth done every 4 months. So
I brush my teeth once a day and do the oil pulling in the morning, Frank. So I'm.
I do the oil pulling.
I've only done it for 4 years. I'm only in the 4 year time frame now. I've only done it, but I do feel better. And yeah, I agree.
I've just led up the garden path with their have your bread, have your cereals, whatever else it is, and there is no way known that we pick it up early enough to. You know, I'm sure I've taken years off what I could, as long how I could have lived, had I known about all this stuff sooner. I mean, even now, compared to my people I was at school with, you know, that many of whom are having hip operations and they have basically glasses that are like Coke bottles. I'm not got, you know, and hearing aids. There's plenty of hearing aids. Hip replacements, knee replacements. I don't have any of those things.
Well, you are a model of health, Frank, I must say.
And I'm going to say to you, I'm not a model of health. Hardly am I a model of health, but the point remains.
The way you describe yourself, you're making us all envious.
But the point remains that having at least understood about salt from the time I was in my 40s, mm-hmm. I think it's made an enormous difference.
I think there needs to be like a whole revamp, because if you when you read the Bible, even young people, I've mentioned this before, the first year of marriage, they're not supposed to work. They're supposed to get to know each other and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't even think we should have this like schooling, and then you're a slave immediately after college, and then you're working till you're dead, or you only live 8 years after you retire. Like, we have to rethink everything about from once you're, you know, 6 years old and up, what to do with yourself. Like, you don't have to all go to school. You can go do homeschooling. And I know different countries have different rules, but I mean, I think schooling even kills people, like in
100%
how they're
it's the worst part.
Food that's in the schools and the sodas, and then it gets you going on the wrong path. You know, like that's like a start of your death almost.
Mm, agreed.
All right. Well, let's continue this great conversation on the audio chat, which we can do on the weekend. That's when I'll be there, and I know you'll be there, Diane.
Oh, I'll try. Yeah. So I just wanted to say hey to Frank, because he always gets off the audio chat before I wake up. So
oh yeah, yeah. Their time zone is way off right now. It's way off.
But I just want to tell Frank that you miss it, Frank. I won a case. I won, the Bible is correct with the laws, because I won something against the landlord last week.
What happened?
Biblically. Well, I don't want to spend too much time, but I had a chemical smell in my apartment, and I tried to get him to fix it. He never did. So then he tried to evict me, and I countersued. And then I ended up doing pro se for myself, but then I ended up going to mandatory mediation, which I requested from the court. And then I didn't owe them anything. He didn't try to ruin my credit like he was going to try to ruin my credit. But what I'm saying is I proceed myself, and they always tell you, oh, a fool is their own proceed. You know how there's some kind of saying about the idiot is their own attorney.
Yeah.
That's not true all the time. Like, if you put the effort into it, if you read, that's just the scary.
It's a generalization. Yeah, well, it's a generalization. Yeah, it's a selling feature, yeah.
Well, congratulations, though. That's
a man
really
who represents. Yeah, it's a man who represents himself as a fool for a client.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. I don't believe that. Maybe it's a fool if you're unprepared, or it's a fool if you didn't, if you were actually guilty of something, and then you're trying to deny it. But I don't.
Well, one of the other things, it might be another bit of inversion, because as you know, the man that served the king as his chief advisor was called the fool.
Right. All right. Well, on that happy note, I don't want. Yeah. Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving. Hope you have another good day off tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll see you on the weekend.
Yeah. Take care, guys. Bye.
Thank you. And Frank, we'll see you on the weekend probably with the esoteric show, I guess, Saturday or Sunday or both.
I think I'm a doubtful starter this weekend. I've got
too much
all sorts of things happening.
Okay, good. You're living life. Good.
And thank you once again for
Well, thanks for joining. I appreciate that. Thanks for joining. Thanks, everyone, for hanging around. Probably next week as well. The show will be more like 9 o'clock. Sunday, we've got, what's her name? Tina Foster. I don't know if that's her real name. I think that's her fake name, but it's Tina something. And we're going to talk about Paul McCartney. Paul is dead. We're going to see what she's been up to for the last 10 years. I think it's the last time she was on the show. And I only called her because she popped up on my news feed. She did another interview, which I'll try and listen to, see if anything is new. I doubt it with regards to the Beatles, but it's always fun talking to people like that. We're going to also talk about John Lennon being flipped out, replaced at least once. Kind of fun talk. It's just general fakeologist fare. And maybe we'll get her take on COVIDs and all those other things.
I must say that is one of my favorite topics, the Beatles.
All right. Well, make sure you call in. That'll be Sunday, 8 p.m. Toronto time. That one will start earlier. So instead of 9 o'clock, 9:15. So anyway, guys, thanks for joining, Frank. Have a great weekend if you don't talk.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. And don't forget, this show doesn't make itself. If you like this kind of content, then please support it. We don't take advertising money. If you want to participate in the comments, check our blog out, check our forums out, check our Discord out, check our Chatango out. We are a full service fake website, and we'll talk to you next time.